Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is July 19th. It's a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And your friend is coming tonight.
Yep.
Or today, whatever.
Tonight.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
How excited are you?
I'm super excited.
How long haven't you seen her now since you left?
Since Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Because I flew home for 2 months.
Mm. 2 months?
Yeah, like a mental breakdown. I just needed to be out of Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I went home from end of November to January.
Oh, okay. So you saw her then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm curious to see what she's like. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure the listeners are too. So if you guys, you can tune in tomorrow and listen to us entertaining Danny's friend here.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Awilda, but Amory.
Amory?
Yeah. A.
Oh.
Like Amory. Amory. Yeah. A-Marie. She gets so pissed when people say Anne Marie.
No, I said Amory.
Oh, well, that's cute. That's
Amory?
Nice.
Okay, yeah. Amory. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll remember that.
Good old times.
Yeah. So how are you? You getting ready for the Maxim party?
Yeah, I'm just stressed.
Why?
I just need, I'll be more relieved once the dress is like in my mailbox.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, look, I mean, you have a way to score a dress. That's pretty good. Not a lot of people can do that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
This intensive and contract.
So what do you have to give them in return?
I just got to promote them. I got to do 3 pictures and 2 videos.
Oh, okay.
And then it has to be returned because the dress is, it's like $1,000.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really expensive dress. So wow. As soon as the event's over, this is just a contract that I'm mailing it back.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that seems good enough, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I those type of dresses I would never wear twice.
Right.
And, so I don't
you
care.
Know, plus, it would cost a lot of money to buy a dress for just one time.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All I have to do is pay for the shipping.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, like that's like, what, $30 compared to a $900
dress? So how did you pick the company? I mean, you just saw a dress you like?
I actually wrote them like months and months and months ago. But then I realized their dresses are literally only for special events. And then I was going through my email because I was like panicking about what to wear. And I came up on their old email and I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
Yes. What a perfect time.
Wow.
To wear this.
Good.
Dress.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, we hope to see some pictures. I'm sure we'll see pictures
mm-hmm.
with the dress and everything. So, yeah. I just saw this, this headline just jumped at me. Longtime sports radio host pressured female staffers to have threesomes, a lawsuit claims.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if I tried to hit on every guest that was here?
Oh, on that note, I can finally speak about my lawsuit soon.
Your lawsuit?
Yeah, I've had one pending for a year.
Really?
Yeah. I'll speak about that soon.
Oh, is that related to this?
Sexual harassment? Absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a headline, Why Denzel Washington Returned as the Equalizer, but it's a video, so I haven't looked at it. I don't know.
Why? Because he was the equalizer in the first one, you idiots. Like, what kind of question is that?
No, but maybe the question is, why did they make a sequel?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
But
I watched more of it last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. It's pretty cool. I like how he's OCD.
Yeah.
So he goes to that gangster. He starts fixing up
his desk.
Stuff,
is that as
around.
Far as you got?
No. Oh, I'm farther down. And just that part reminded me of it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like fixing the desk.
Yeah, that was funny.
And they think he's like a lunatic. And little do they know, you're all about to die.
Yeah. I know. It's pretty good, actually. And he's good. He's good in that.
Yeah, he's entertaining for sure.
Yeah. So I guess I now I understand why you're looking forward to the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
It seems pretty good, you know?
Yep.
So, but this movie came out a few years ago, right?
I think it came out in 2015.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay. So that's a few years ago.
Yeah. So you're very behind.
I'm very behind.
Yeah.
Very behind.
Yeah.
Well, only lately did I start watching some movies, you know?
Yeah. He actually filmed that at a beach right next to where I live back home.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, like, that was, like, all in Massachusetts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So, that bridge they show that's in, Boston
that's
or something?
That's in Boston, yeah.
That big bridge mm-hmm. with the wires?
Yeah.
Really?
That's
I didn't
all
realize
all in Boston,
that.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh. I always wondered where the hell that bridge
well,
was.
Well, obviously, they're not in Boston when he's, like, in a different island and he went and killed the main...
Oh, I
oh, you haven't
seen
gotten
that,
that far, my
that's
bad.
Okay. I figured that's probably what he's going to do.
Oops, sorry.
No, it's okay.
I completely forgot that you did it. You just said you only watched some of it. I'm sorry. I'm talking to you like you've already seen
that's
it.
It's okay. I started playing, I got this computer game called Wolfenstein. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No.
But this is like, it was originally an old game from the 90s, I think,
mm-hmm.
where you just kill Nazis all the time. And it was one of the... it was probably the first first-person shooter that they've had out there, you know, where it's like you just shoot people...
Is it a video game?
Yeah, it's a video game. So, but they've had a lot of sequels since then. So
right.
now there's like new games.
Right.
So I played one. I started playing one. And God, is it gruesome, man. I mean...
Yeah, video games are intense now.
Right?
Like, you very
know,
intense now.
I mean,
now.
Very graphic and shit.
Yeah.
But I
they're
gotta,
linking video games to people becoming killers.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know how much that... But I don't know. Some
I mean,
people
if
are
you
saying
can't,
maybe it's the opposite because you kind of like let everything out on the game and you don't feel you have to go and kill people.
I feel
stuff.
Like if you can't distinguish between real life and the fact that you're playing a fucking game, then yes, you have issues.
Yeah, you have issues.
Like
of
people
course.
That like actually like play these games and then are like, I need to do this in real life, obviously yeah. have deeper rooted issues than
right.
the fact that they're playing a video game.
But they're saying there's still no conclusive evidence that that happened.
Yeah, there's so
know.
Many Law & Order SVU episodes that are
really
related
about
to video
it?
Games and everyone... In trial, it's like gets thrown out.
Really?
They're like, yeah, this has nothing to do with
it. Yeah, they can't prove it.
Yep.
But
because how can you prove it, honestly?
Yeah. No, you can't really.
Unless you put like one of
or
those
if the
things.
Guy tells you, you know, if the guy confesses.
Well, no, I mean, these people in the episode 110% committed the crimes, but their
right.
lawyer is trying to prove that the game made them do it.
Mm.
And that's obviously it doesn't work out for them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, but I enjoy killing Nazis, and it's kind of a dark game. I'm not that much into games anymore, but I kind of felt what
I've
the hell.
I've never been
because,
into games.
Because I'm getting back into, like, computer animation and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
So all that stuff fascinates me, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm watching movies. I'm checking out some games and stuff because I used to have a computer animation company that I started back in 1990.
Right.
So that's like 30 years almost.
Yeah.
It seems like yesterday, man. I can't believe it was 30 years ago. But at any rate, so I was like a pioneer in doing animation and shit
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So, but, so I always had that, I always had a liking for it,
right,
you know,
right.
an affinity for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to get back into it, kind of on the side, play around with it, see what's going on. And,
right.
And it's amazing how things have changed. You know, you have tools now that are unfucking believable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, have you seen any of the video games, how realistic they
no,
look?
No, I'm just not into.
The characters. No, but you should just
but
see,
I've seen
like, the
yeah,
cuts,
I've seen
the
clips.
Cut scenes, you know.
Yeah, it's like 3D anime almost.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, it is called 3D animation because you're building the characters. You don't draw them by hand.
Right.
So it's sort of like you build it on the computer.
Well, I know that they're taking people now because I got asked when I first moved here to be like a body.
Uh-huh.
So they take like actual people's bodies and I think they mold it.
No, it's motion. It's motion capture.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they put like things on you like
yeah.
dots and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, you
yeah.
See? So that's all they do. They can create
yeah.
a character that totally does not look like you.
Yeah.
But then they record your movement, and that saves them a lot of work, and it makes it a lot more realistic.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's more popular now. So I'm reading on that, too. I'll probably end up being involved with that, too. But it's, like, so cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it, you know?
Right.
They record your motion, and then they put it into the computer, assign it to the character they build, you know?
Right.
So it's just amazing to me how great things look. I mean, they look so realistic. It's unfucking believable. So I enjoy it, you know, something on the side, something to keep me up till 4 o'clock in the morning every night. You know,
that's not.
I'm so fucking tired.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually wicked tired today too.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm so tired.
Yeah, but you know, I just like when my mind goes, I just stay up and up and up and.
Yeah, I feel like I have so much to do before she gets here today.
Yeah,
I got training right after this.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get my car washed because it's a dump. Like it's literally a dump. What else do I have to do? I have to clean my whole apartment. I've got to do laundry. I'm like, and before I know it, it's gonna be time to leave for the airport.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm sure she won't mind if you do some of the stuff while she's here.
No, she's not that type of chick.
Yeah.
But it's just easier for me if she comes and it's a nice, clean apartment. I might not wash my car today, honestly. Uh-huh. But it's just so dirty.
Right.
Like, so dirty. I think, actually, I have to do that today.
Then do it. It doesn't take very long, you know.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It really doesn't.
I'll send you to a good car wash here. Do you have, like... Do you have like car wash coupons? Because
mm-mm.
Otherwise car washes
they're
are like
expensive.
Now $16, but you can get
it's like $20.
Well, depends where I guess.
Yeah, there's one on my street, like because I'm right off of Sunset, so there's one
right.
on Sunset. They do like a really good job.
Yeah, but $20
it's
and then you have to
bucks.
Tip them. And...
But they do like they vacuum the inside of your car.
So what? They all do.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
Okay, so
or you can do an express wash for $6.
Yeah, no,
and
that's
only
just the
outside.
Yeah,
yeah,
but my inside.
But
is
yours
like,
needs inside.
Because I had the other dog in my car.
Right, right.
And his hair is everywhere.
I can't imagine what your car looks like.
It's so gross. You would literally die. Yeah. You would freak out.
So I have him clean it. You know, there's like I said, and then there's coupons. If you can get any car wash coupon, they honor it in every car wash.
Right.
So you got to get it. You save $5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a lot of money to save
right.
on a car wash.
Yeah.
So, because remember, you still need to tip them $2-3. For the work they do. So
yeah.
It gets to be expensive. It
yeah.
really does, you know?
Yep. So, like, basically a car wash is like $25 after a tip.
No, not for me, man. I pay $11.99, so that's $12.
Yeah.
$2 tip. $14, I'm out of there with a nice clean car.
Okay, so if it's $19 for a car wash, how much should I be tipping? $2?
No. Well, no, $3, $4.
Might as well just give him the whole fucking $5 at that point.
Yeah, right? That's a lot of money, though, to give as a tip, though.
Yeah, but they do such a... Like, it honestly looks like a new car.
No, and
on.
Especially when it's hot outside.
Like, right? In the rims.
Yeah.
And the rims are like... My rims are filthy right now. I probably just throw them the $5.
Yeah.
Because it's just so bad.
I know. I need a car wash, too. But with me, it's like two grains of dust, and I have to wash it, you know. You look at my car, you'll go, why are you washing it, you know, but... There's some dead bugs on it and shit.
Oh, my God.
On the hot days.
I can't with you.
No, you know what happened? Is on the hot days that we had a week ago or two, I noticed there's some things on my hood. And I'm going, what is this? I realized it was small bugs, like very small bugs, that were probably just like burned from the heat.
Yeah.
And,
I think there's
going to
be an issue with this dress.
They just, why? They didn't like what you sent them? What's going on? Maybe you should do like a backup thing, you know? Maybe you put all your hopes into one thing, and that sucks.
Oh, now I'm going to start going
no
into
dress?
Panic mode.
No dress? Is it like conclusive?
Why can't just like shit just be like smooth, you know?
Because it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, I found this like furniture place that is really expensive. Like they have like beds for like $800, like just frames.
Right.
Kitchen tables for like $3,000. And they're willing to give me a discounted rate to like promote them on my Instagram. So hopefully I can do that because I literally have no furniture in my apartment.
Yeah.
And like hopefully they'll let me do a payment plan, like sign a contract where I can do like monthly payments instead of paying it.
Right.
Up front. Because I have like nothing.
Right.
In my apartment.
But why do you need such expensive stuff?
Because I'm going to have it for life. I don't want to get something from IKEA, which is like just as expensive. Don't get it twisted. Like a hideous wooden table at IKEA is now like $1,000.
What?
Yeah.
Like a dining room table?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I went on the website like maybe 4 days ago and I was like, this is not I thought IKEA had like college dorm prices.
Yeah.
And everyone goes there because everyone's broke.
Well, I don't know what tables you were looking at, but it's hard for me to believe that a regular, just an ordinary table would cost that much.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably looking at something very expensive, high-end stuff. I didn't realize that IKEA had such expensive things.
But it looks like garbage. That's really? The thing. Yeah, like when you look at it, it looks like it would be like $150.
Yeah.
But they're selling it for $999.
So don't go to IKEA. Go somewhere else.
No, I would never.
There's a lot of places where, you know where they sell a lot of great furniture is over on Western. You know what that is? It's not, well, you're in West Hollywood, but that's in Hollywood. And you can go there and the Koreatown or something. And
right.
They have like a lot of furniture, which is cool because you find things you don't find in other stores, you mm-hmm. know? So it's pretty good. I mean, it's a dump to walk around there, but they have some good, nice things, you know, unique things.
Is this used?
No, it's all new.
Okay, because I was like, I don't do used furniture because my friend told me that one time he took a bed from somebody.
Oh, no, that's
and
disgusting.
He was like, like a month later, he like started getting like these welts on his body and he thought he had herpes. So he was like freaking out and he went to the doctors and they were like, you have bed bugs.
Bed bites.
Ooh, oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. So, no, I mean, even if you buy furniture, not a mattress for crying out loud. You
right.
know, you can buy a chair or a table. But I don't buy used stuff anyway, so it doesn't matter. I either get new or I don't get any at all. Otherwise, you buy other people's problems. Can you forget about the dress for now? I wish you hadn't looked at your phone now.
It's because I didn't. I should have signed this yesterday because it's right. already, what time is it, 1:17?
Well, you should have. You know, the thing is, it's done and try to wait to be distracted till after.
I know. But now it's like my mood is like, blah. Whatever. Well, everything happens. But the dress is like, if you saw the dress, like you would be upset too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because like I didn't like
so
last
what's
year.
What's the reason though? What did they say? Why are they?
Because I waited so long.
Really?
I'm like, you just told me like yesterday.
Yeah, and what's the big deal? What the fuck?
And it's only 1 o'clock over there. Why can't you just put it in the mail?
Yeah, and you can pay for the shipping.
That's what I said. I go, listen, I'll cash app you the money. Go send it to the, go to the post office now. Like, what is the issue? FedEx is open till 8 p.m. Yeah. Overnight it. So it gets here by tomorrow. She's saying, we can do Saturday delivery. I'm like, that's stressing me out because the event is on Saturday.
Right. Maybe it is too late. Are they on the East Coast?
Yeah, they're in Atlanta.
Yeah,
because it's 1 o'clock over there.
Right.
But she, I mean, maybe she has to like get the dress ready, so she could probably send it out by tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And then get here by Saturday morning.
Right. Mm. If you're lucky, it'll get here Saturday morning, but if not, you're shit out of luck, man.
Yeah.
You'll be stuck to the last minute without a dress.
And then I paid for shipping for a while.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, you did wait. To the last minute.
I know.
This is something you got to do way in advance.
I know. My friend doesn't have a dress either.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, I'm just going to look in your closet. I was like.
What about if your sister FedExes you something from her stuff?
No. Gabby like never goes out, period. So.
So she doesn't have good dresses or anything?
Yeah.
Interesting. So in other news, I guess this Florida man. Went on Craigslist and posed as a housewife, right? To lure men into his apartment.
To rape them?
Where he'd secretly filmed sex acts for the web. So essentially what he did was this. He posed as a housewife. He would take the men, put blindfold on them, right?
And they think it's with
and
a woman.
And then he'd suck their dick, right? And they thought it was a woman. And he filmed it too. Straight men too. You know?
Okay, yeah, but Mike, they're not straight.
No, the guys are straight. They don't know he's a man.
How do you go into somebody's apartment without seeing that it's a man?
I don't
know.
They're
not going into the apartment blindfolded, so something's off in the story.
No, I know, but what I'm thinking is maybe he dresses like one or something. I don't know what he does.
That's the most disgusting story I've ever heard.
Right?
So this girl I used to be friends with her, she got married like a couple years ago, and she found out that her husband... She like was going through her husband's trunk and he had like his like bottom of his trunk was cut. She was like, what the what the hell is this? So she opened it. It was a bunch of different fucking weird ass sex toys.
Wow.
So she took his phone when he was sleeping and locked herself in the bath. And this dude like goes on Craigslist like this weirdo the entire time they've been married and has been hooking up with like God knows men, women, in-betweens.
Gee.
Yeah, and she's still with him.
Yeah?
I'm like, he would have been left. He would have been gone.
Right.
I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you have a kid together. Like, that is disgusting. How do you lay next to someone after knowing that that's what they're doing?
Right.
Like, that's like some serial killer shit. If you can live that good of a double life.
That's true.
She would have never known if she hadn't been randomly going through his trunk.
Right.
Oh, God. Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. I know. He was charged with, earlier this month, he was charged with sex with a minor. So that was terrible. But they charged him for 2 counts of illegal interception of oral communication.
Oral what? Communication? Illegal,
no. Yeah. Illegal interception of oral communication. What does that mean?
I have no idea, because when you're sucking a dick, I would not assume that that's communication. That's just oral sex. Maybe it's like the appropriate legal way of
right
saying.
I don't know, man, but that's weird, very weird. Paris Jackson poses topless for a new shoe campaign.
Her eyes are so pretty.
Isn't she? And she's got a picture here where she's just beautiful.
Yeah, she's
not just
pretty.
The eyes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Do you think she has any Michael Jackson DNA in her? I don't think so at all.
Isn't that his?
Well, she's supposed to be, but we don't know.
Who's his baby moms, by the way?
Someone that was, I think she was hired, it was pretty open that she, used to sort of like a surrogate mom, you know?
Oh, so she doesn't have like a real mom?
No, she does have a mom. I think she's in touch with her or something. I think that was part of the deal when they first did it, if I remember correctly.
What a weird situation.
The mother would still have visitation and everything, so, yeah. I know.
Remember when he almost like dropped his kid blanket out there?
Yeah. That's unfucking believable. Who does that?
And who names their kid Blanket?
Yeah.
What was wrong with him? Seriously. There's something. I know he's a legend. I know he's a star. Like, I still listen to Michael Jackson music to this day. But, like, I think everyone can put away their, their love for him and conclude that he had very big issues.
Right.
Like, he was a molester.
Right.
100. And people are like, there is no proof. I'm like, he was 110% a molester. He would invite kids to his house to go to what was it called? Disneyland, or what do you call the backyard?
No, Neverland.
Neverland.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Weird. And he named his fucking kid Blanket. Blanket. What were the other names? Blanket, Paris, and does he only have
and
two?
And Prince. Right.
Where, you haven't heard of Blanket. I've never ever seen a picture of Blanket.
No. But Prince has been here several times at the station.
Yeah, he seems semi-normal.
Yeah, he seems like a nice
kid. I feel
kid.
Like Blanket might be the most fucked up one, because no one has ever even heard of him. He's like in a basement somewhere. Like, you better keep all your secrets to yourself.
Right.
Have you ever seen a picture of him as an adult? Because he's definitely grown now.
No, I haven't.
I'm gonna Google it. I literally have never. I've seen Paris. Paris is always on TMZ. Mm. Let's see, Blanket Jackson.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I guess she's done several ads.
Oh, he's very creepy.
Topless.
He's super creepy.
Really?
He looks like a serial killer.
Whoa. But you know that, did you see how many tattoos she's got? She's got more tattoos than you do.
Yeah,
did
I love her tattoos, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
They're all very colorful and everything, but... she's got to be pretty fucked up, too, growing up like that. You know,
I mean, she probably, if it's a surrogate situation, she's probably in touch with the mom, but she's probably not close to her mom. Because that's not like a, when it's like a paid situation, that's not like a real mother-daughter, like,
right.
I don't know how that works.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're saying, I'm sure you've seen movies where a mother, like, would feel or Or just even real stories where right. the mother would change her mind and say, no, I don't want to give away the kid
right.
once he's pregnant. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
I know that people have been sued for that, you know, for changing their mind
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah, they can.
By the couple.
That's why I don't know if I would ever do, like, if I was ever in a situation like that, because I've seen so many Lifetime movies where somebody agrees to be a surrogate and then right. halfway through the pregnancy, they start being attached to the kid because
right.
they're carrying it.
Right, exactly.
And then they're like, I'm not. But then it's like a psycho movie and they, obviously there's a happy ending and they end up with the kid. But in real life, that probably does happen.
Right.
And like they probably can't do anything to, well, but if it's somebody else's egg and sperm, how did that? You legally have to give.
No, but usually it's a sperm of the man.
No, but if someone's a surrogate, it's a woman's egg and the male sperm of somebody right. else. Like Kim and Kanye used a surrogate, but it was Kim's egg and Kanye's sperm inside
oh, okay.
inside
yeah,
of
yeah.
a random shell.
Right.
I think it's when it's. I don't think it's called a surrogate. I think it's like an. I don't know. Maybe a donor. It's when the woman can't have kids physically herself. Like her right. eggs aren't workable or usable
right.
then they get somebody else to carry the
but
baby.
That's a surrogate I think
no that's that? A surrogate is literally somebody carrying somebody else's DNA I don't know
what do you mean DNA
like so it's Kim's egg
right
and Kanye's sperm
right
nothing to do with the donor nothing to do with the surrogate that's a surrogate
and okay,
I don't know
whatever.
What you call the other person.
Okay, so I'm telling you, if somebody else is carrying your baby, doesn't matter how they got the sperm. I think
no. I know what I know what you're talking about because there's another one when a woman can't use her eggs at all.
Right.
Her husband can, like, give his sperm to a random person and
right.
and if the DNA if they like look at her profile, she has no cancer history. Right. Blah 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 blah.
Right.
It's kind of like going for a sperm donor, but it's an egg donor instead,
right.
and then she carries the child for
right.
9 months.
Right.
I think that's when she can legally be like.
Yeah.
Well, it's half of mine. I want to keep it now.
Right.
I don't think they can do it when it's the person's egg and sperm.
Right. I'm just wondering if Michael's sperm was used here, you know?
Because none of his kids look like him.
No, not at all.
But then how is he in the equation? That doesn't make any sense.
What?
Then how does he, Matt? Like, how is he in the equation then?
Oh, because he made the whole thing happen, I guess. He's like, you know. Here's sperm, here's you, have a baby for me.
But it has to be his sperm then.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah, because then those aren't his kids.
No, I
they would be technically adopted.
That's true, right?
Yeah. I mean, the last kid kind of looks like him, but he looks like he's mixed with, like, Indian or something. Blanket?
Yeah, Blanket kind of looks like him.
Yeah, he's, like, darker skinned.
Right.
Paris and...
And
Prince
are
totally light.
White.
Mm-hmm. They're very, very light.
Yeah.
And she has blue eyes.
Right. Well, that's probably from the mom. You
yeah,
know.
For sure.
But who knows what went on behind there. I mean, this guy probably had so many secrets that nobody knew, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing how, you know, we were thinking. I was talking to Casey the other day about the Jacksons that come in here. 3T Jackson, who are the three sons of Tito Jackson from the Jackson 5.
Right.
And and they're very talented too. They perform very nice.
Right.
So, and they're kind of popular in Europe. So, we were talking about how the whole family is talented, you know, and the father knew how to bring it out in them, you
yeah.
know, and because it's they're extremely talented, all of them,
mm-hmm.
you know, very professional. And, but I wonder how they decided on Michael being the leader of the group, you know?
I mean, he could hit those high notes.
Because he was the youngest. I know. That's what I'm thinking.
I think he was probably just, without a doubt, probably just the most talented.
Yeah, he could hit the high notes.
He was so cute
when
he was like
a
little black kid.
Yeah. I know. But he, ever since he changed his look, it's gotten worse
and
worse.
It's like a completely different human being.
Right.
Like, he bleached like his him. Skin to be white.
Right.
That's crazy. And if you think
and
about it,
he sculpted his face. I mean, you know, the chin. And,
they tried to say he had that skin malfunction.
Right.
I think that was just a cover up right. for the fact that he probably was upset. Because, I mean, times were different back then. It was probably harder to be black.
Right.
But now it's like, dude, you would have been an icon if you just, an even bigger icon if you just stayed with your afro,
right.
your cute little button nose.
Right.
He even changed
right.
his lips.
Yeah. cheekbones.
Yeah.
Everything. And the nose is the worst.
His
part.
Nose was almost like skeletal.
Right.
Like he got so much work done on his nose that it was like literally just bone.
Right. Right.
He would probably be horrifying looking right now if he was still alive because he would be old.
You know, if it wasn't Michael Jackson, everybody would say, wow, what a weirdo this guy is.
Yeah.
But I think people still say Michael Jackson's a weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah. But if it wasn't, if he wasn't who he was, people would literally like slam him.
Right.
Like changing his entire physique. Like his curly hair went to like a straight perm.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. And makeup and everything. Yeah. You know, it just looked awful. Man.
And he was like powder white.
Right.
Like what? Like whiter than what? Like a white t-shirt white.
You know, when you look at that, you go, God, he really must have hated being black.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To try to get away so far from it.
Mm-hmm. And wow. And Janet Jackson is like no better. She changed her nose so much too. Like she's almost hard to look at now too.
Yeah. I wonder how and LaToya too. LaToya
I don't know who that is, but.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the older sister, LaToya Jackson. Yeah, look her up. You'll see. She's got like
I'm looking her up right
work
now.
All over her face, too.
The whole family
but she's
has
kind of
on.
Like the black sheep of the family, you know?
LaToya Jackson.
Yeah. But Michael sure had some good music, let me tell you. You know
oh,
I mean,
yeah. Like she has so much work done.
Yeah.
There's a picture of her and Michael right next to each other. Oh, my God. It's like they went to the same exact doctor.
Yeah, but she kind of distanced herself. Yeah, yeah, you see?
Oh, my God. I didn't remember him looking that like that.
They look like skeletons, right?
Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm going to do Michael Jackson as a kid versus adult just so we can see the difference.
Right.
Sorry we're talking about this, guys, but I'm just like, I haven't thought about this man in so long.
I know. And then his daughter suddenly is doing topless pictures, you know, although you don't really see her boobs. She's just like covered with stuff. But I guess it's still.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what a difference, huh?
Oh,
yeah,
my
look
God.
At that face. It's totally distorted, man. Totally friggin' distorted, you know?
I love this song so
Me
much.
Me too. One of my all-time favorites, if I might add.
Yeah, same.
Really?
I listen to it in the car like every time I'm driving.
Yeah.
It just gets me so hyped up for whatever to...
The beat,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You can't beat the beat, man. I know. You see, here he still looked very handsome and black, you know? I wonder if he was in his 20s here. Looks like it.
I think that's when he first started getting surgery.
Yeah, his nose looks a little different, but I'm looking at the video here. What about Thriller? Did you like Thriller, the song?
I love that song.
Yeah. The whole album, the whole Thriller album. Was
yeah, all his old school music was really, really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know, man. I know.
Even Beat It.
Yeah.
That's a great video.
I know. Actually, I just heard the song yesterday and thought of the video.
Mm-hmm. He used to have epic videos. He was like the only person back in the day that really, really put time and effort into like making a dope ass video.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if the only one. There were some great videos in the 80s.
Yeah, but his were like
90s.
But I also was like, my parents grew up. I mean, I grew up with my parents like hyping him up, and like that's like what I remember as my childhood. That's why as soon as I got older, and his transformation just kept going downhill.
Yeah. I know, man. Sad.
So his
know?
Like doctor gave him an lethal injection or whatever, which killed him. And I wonder if he asked his doctor to do that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he like went to jail and he's just like chilling, which makes me think Michael Jackson gave him a little pig, a little secret pay.
Right.
Say like, I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah.
Because wasn't he about to like go on trial or something?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, for the...
For his Neverland? Because some kid came forward, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to like assume the worst, but like...
Yeah.
You just never know these days.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Neverland, yeah. Well, let's see. What else is going on? We're talking about work and surgery and stuff. I guess this doctor in Brazil, a plastic surgeon, is on the run after a patient died Sunday following a procedure to enlarge her buttocks.
Yeah, everyone keeps dying during that surgery.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, really? I didn't know that. So he's famous, I guess. He's prominent on social media, has more 600,000 Instagram followers.
Wait, what's his name? I'm going to look him up.
Oh, Dennis Furtado.
Hold on.
Dr. Bum Bum.
I'm sorry,
that's his
what?
Name.
Wait, is it Dr. Bum Bum on Instagram?
Was probably, probably, yeah.
Bum.
B-U-M-B-U-M.
No.
No, not there.
Okay, Dr. what?
Bum Bum.
No, no, no. What's the real name?
Oh, Dennis with one N.
Uh-huh.
Furtado. F-U-R-T-A-D-O. Yeah. So the woman went, I mean, I don't get these ass implants. What the hell's going on with that? Suddenly people want big asses?
Okay, I can't find him, so.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's under a different something.
But you said 600,000?
Yes.
Huh.
You should show up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But apparently it's been verified if they say it here. Or hopefully it was. So, yeah. So they took her to the hospital. And the hospital said she was in extremely severe condition before she died.
She was getting a BBL, so, or was she getting...
I don't know. They're saying her cause of death was not immediately clear. But we just know that she went to him for an ass surgery. So you're saying more people have died from it?
Yeah. I mean, not just from him, but like so many people have been
dying. No, not him, but it.
Yeah. So many people have been dying from that surgery.
Wow.
Yeah.
An 81-year-old killed by an 85-year-old driver in a Walmart parking lot crash.
Oh, my God.
So two women, one is 85, driving a car, hitting the other woman.
I feel like you
walking.
Shouldn't be driving after like 80.
Right.
Or like even 78 at some point. It depends on your condition.
It depends on your condition. And that's why I say, you know, I think doctors should be able to give a recommendation or something after a certain age, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's dangerous. And look, I understand them. It's like you take a car from a person, you take away
their freedom,
freedom
and,
you know?
And I feel like some people don't know how to handle that.
Right. So, yeah, so that's what happens, and they keep driving, and then they're dangerous because the responses are not the same.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I often wonder when I'm driving, I'm like, God, there's so many things you have to be aware of when you're driving.
Yeah, I got my nails done yesterday, and they're already all chipped. Like, I couldn't be more fucking annoyed.
Okay. That's a nice segue.
It's like this day is just off. So like,
why are they like that?
I mean, I don't
why
know.
Did
like,
they last?
I paid a good amount of money for my nails. They should not fucking look like this.
Right.
24 hours later.
Then go there and tell them.
I know.
Them.
It's like literally right there.
Okay. So
I could
go
walk
there and
there.
Tell them. Yeah. No, they'll fix it for you. Are those the Vietnamese ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They
I
seem
mean, they're really good,
be.
But like, come on now.
Yeah.
If they look like this in a week, I would understand. Not
all I can tell you is you get what you pay for, you know, because
but they're expensive.
Yeah, but still, because but people still go to them, you know, because I know that inside hair salons they have quality manicurists and stuff, you know, like my ex-wife. I can't believe she's still doing this 30 years later.
Yeah.
She's still doing this, but she's good, you know.
Yeah.
She works in salons.
Mm-hmm.
She's not Vietnamese. So there's just been a lot of complaints. I remember there was a time when they did a couple of articles in the couple stories in the news, and they were busting places that were like actually not healthy and you know, and things like that. They were danger to the public.
Right.
But, you know, I'm sure most of them are very good. I don't know. What do I know about that, you know? But yeah, it was unfortunate the people died there. My God, I mean that, you know, and yeah. So the 81-year-old died because the woman like drove off the sidewalk or something. You know,
so crazy
in the parking lot. So yeah, that's scary, you know. And
and you just never know.
Yeah,
could like literally be carrying your groceries to your car and bam.
Right. And sometimes the person that shouldn't be driving doesn't know they shouldn't be driving. Like my dad, you know, a couple of years before he came here, Well, no, let's say 3 years ago or something, he would still be driving, but he would hit things all the time,
right,
you know?
Right.
And finally, it was, you know, we decided you can't get into a car anymore.
No.
Face it.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah. Now there's Uber and there's all kinds of things. So, like, my mom is not mobile, but she's got the caregiver and they take Uber everywhere and it solves all the problems.
Right.
But my mom is obviously not 80 and she's not, you know, I mean, if she was like mobile, she'd probably be able to drive just fine.
Right.
But when you start losing your mind, man, which is so sad, you know, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia.
Just old age in general.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine how painful it must be to have someone in the family who doesn't remember you or who you are or who they are?
Yeah.
God, man. Because, you know, when you think about it, what we are and who we are is our memories, really.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Take away the memories and who are you, really, you know? Who Nobody. Are you? What do you do?
Yeah.
Where, you know, what are you about? So that's why I'm thinking that, you know, it's good to create good memories, you know, travel, be out there.
Live your best life.
Yeah, adventures, excitement, you know. Because you're not always going to have it.
No, definitely not.
But I was thinking of my dad today, who passed away a few months ago. And I'm thinking, God, you know, it's like he's never coming back. It's not like a trip.
I think about
something.
That with my grandmother all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's literally, I'm like, never going
to
see her.
Right.
Again.
And what happens to them? You know what I mean? It's like you think, God, there was like such a person, a whole lifetime full of stories and memories and stuff.
Right.
And it's just gone, right? See, that's why people find it hard to deal with that. And I think that's the main reason why religion was created. To help explain, give meaning to why we come here and why we go.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty scary shit, man. But you know what I learned to look at it is we get a gift, but we eventually have to give it back.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know? I mean, but it's a great gift and you should enjoy it while you're here, you know? We don't know where we come from. We don't know where we're going. That's pretty scary shit.
Yeah. Yep. Every day is a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just be grateful with what you have because a lot of people go through a lot worse.
Yes, they do.
You know?
Some people have really, really tough lives.
Don't you ever wonder, like, do people really get tortured in real life like they do in the movies?
Yeah, they do.
I mean, can that be like, can there be anything worse than having your nails pulled out or, you know, shit like that that they do in the movies?
Yeah, no, that probably does happen.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, they got to get the ideas from somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. From other movies, maybe.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I'm sure, but, you know, in mafia and gangs and shit like that, who knows?
Right.
Who knows what they do in these places, you know? But just try to... I guess stay away from trouble and you'll be okay.
Right.
But in movies, of course, sometimes the trouble is thrust upon you. There's nothing you can do. You're suddenly like, wow, what's going on now? How do I deal with this?
Yeah. Yep. That's why it's a movie.
I know. Are there any good new shows on TV that you would recommend? Do you know any? There are like so many shows.
Yeah.
Right? You don't even know where to start.
And I've been like, ever since I got the Fire Stick, I feel like I'm just like slowly going through that list of the vault of movies. So I haven't really been watching that much TV.
Right.
So I'm not the right person.
But you can watch like TV series and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You can do movies and TV shows. But
right.
I haven't gone to the TV section. Oh,
oh
my
okay.
God, if I do, I'll probably be like...
Yeah, you wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah.
I'm telling
you. There's just too many. Mm-hmm. Too many movies, too many TV shows.
I know.
Shades of Blue is really good.
What's that? Like?
That's a cop show.
Cop show, yeah.
So good. So entertaining.
Like NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about dirty cops.
Oh, yeah?
So it's very good.
It's amazing how many shows about cops, you know?
Yeah.
And detectives and shit like that.
And none of them glorify them anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Chicago PD.
They said that how many cops, like 80 cops have been killed since the beginning of the year. You know, that's a lot of cops, man.
And about 800 have killed other people.
No, come on. I mean, so you don't have faith in the police?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I do. I'd like to believe.
Don't.
That they're good.
I think there's some good cops.
Look, if they weren't good, we'd have a lot of crime. And although we do have crime, I think for the most part, you and I can say we live pretty safely.
Yeah.
Knowing there's, yeah.
I got pulled over on my road trip. I got pulled over in Oklahoma City and I was like, I'm dead. I literally was petrified.
Really?
Yeah. And he called backup
to
my car. I'm like, really? What am I getting pulled over for?
Right.
Yeah, my friend filmed it because we literally thought we were going to.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, no, I can't do this.
That's bullshit, man.
Mm-hmm. For no reason. He's like, he went through a stop sign. And I was like, I definitely did not.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
So have you heard of militant vegans?
No.
People that are vegans that really try, obviously, to impose their way on everybody. I guess French butchers are complaining that militant vegans are vandalizing their shops and causing terror. So I guess, you know, people that don't like meat.
People have way too much time on their hands. Like, yeah, it's right? Honestly a joke.
And not only that, but you want to be a vegan, be a vegan. Why are you ramming it down my throat?
Yeah,
you can't make anybody
else. Yeah, that's like basically saying, like, it's basically being Hitler.
Well, it's like, who appointed you to fucking protect animals?
And not only that, who are you to tell me what I can and cannot do or eat?
Right.
You're nobody to me. You're nobody in my life.
Right. So everything becomes a fucking religion now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got to convert everybody else. Fuck that shit, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I could never be a vegan. It's just never happening.
Yeah. I know. I like meat too much. You know? So, any good movies coming out this weekend that you know of? Anything we're anticipating?
No.
Nothing, huh?
Mm-mm. I think they all came out last weekend, like Equalizer. Oh, no, Equalizer comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's it. And
last week, what was out?
I think Skyscraper came out last week.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I don't think it did well.
Didn't sound like it did. Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, I guess that's it for today. Tomorrow we're going to have Danny and her friend here.
Yay!
Let's see. What was it? Amina?
No, Amory.
Amory. Amina.
Let's call her a Wilda.
I mean, I remember there's an A now. Yeah. I won't forget that one after you told me.
I'll tell you again tomorrow like 7 times.
Amina.
No.
Amora.
No.
Amory.
A.
Amory.
Yeah.
Amory.
Not Anne-Marie. Amory.
I didn't say Anne-Marie.
It sounds like you're saying Anne-Marie.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I'm like. No. Just
said Amory.
A.
Amory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like Anne-Marie. Doesn't sound
just call
like
her a Wilda.
Amory.
Like, okay. Called her a Wilda, like a wildebeest.
Okay. Listen, I'll practice this so by tomorrow I know how to pronounce her name.
Yeah.
All right.
I already
told
her she's coming in.
Listen, good luck with the dress. I don't know what else you can do, you know.
Yeah, she just told me the one I wanted is not in stock. I'm like, you could have told me that.
Yeah.
Like when I first.
Like F you know.
Oh, it's just so annoying.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it might just be shopping for a dress and maybe take it back. You know, a lot of people do. You know, Nordstrom, any other store, really.
Right.
So, yeah. All right, Danny. Well, I wish I could help with the dress, but I'm helpless to help you in that way.
It's
so.
Okay.
But you'll do fine. I'm sure you'll figure out a way. Because you're not going to miss that party, right?
No, I'm definitely going to the party.
All right.
For sure.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow, Friday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny. Only on LA Talk Radio.